Good evening. Welcome back to the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. Hope you make it a habit to join us. This is Kent Lindquist. I'm your host for this session every Sunday night, and we're going to play some fine mainstream jazz for you this evening. We're going to have our highlight artist of the week is going to be trombonist Benny Green out of Chicago, who went on to worldwide fame as one of the better mainstream jazz trombonists that have come down the pike in a long time. We're going to kick it off with something from an album he cut called Back on the Scene. And besides Benny on trombone, we've got a stellar sax man, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, who worked for many, many years with Thelonious Monk, Joe Knight on piano, George Tucker on bass, Louis Hayes on drums, fine drummer. Let's listen to their rendition of Cole Porter's composition, I Love You. It's Cole Porter's composition that's been a favorite of the jazz musicians down through the years. I Love You. There's a highlight artist of the week, Benny Green on trombone, from fine tenor sax work there by Charlie Rouse. Okay, now we're going to turn to a composition entitled Sonar. And this is quite a group that was put together by alto sax man Frank Morgan. It includes an all-star aggregation, really, with Milt Jackson on vibes, Kenny Clark on drums, Walter Benton on tenor sax, and Percy Heath is here on bass. Let's listen to Sonar.
Thank you.
kind of a jazz standard down through the years. You heard Frank Morgan there on alto sax, Milt Jackson on vibes, and Walter Benton on tenor sax. Okay, now we're going to continue to highlight the work of Benny Green, and this is from his album Walkin' and Talkin'. And along with Benny on trombone, we've got Eddie Williams on tenor sax, Gildo Mahoney's on piano, George Tucker on bass, Al Dreher's on drums. The Shouter was written by the piano player in the group Mahoney's. Let's listen to The Shouter. Yes, that's Barman Benny Green, our highlight artist of the week on trombone, doing a little thing called the Shouter. Okay, we're going to turn now to another trombone player who is a contemporary of Benny Green, who is considered one of the finest jazz trombonists on the scene for many, many years, Jimmy Cleveland. And this is from his album, A Map of Jimmy Cleveland. It's a little big band, along with Jimmy on trombone. We've got Ray Copeland on trumpet, Ernie Royal on flugelhorn. We have thrown in for added texture. Don Butterfield on tuba gives it a little different feel. And here they do Irving Berlin's composition, Marie. Thank you. very tasteful version of Irving Berlin's old classic, Marie, headed up by the great trombonist Jimmy Cleveland. Also heard some fine trumpet work there by Ray Copeland, and Jerome Richardson did the tenor sax work. All right, now it's back to our highlight artist of the week, and that's trombonist Benny Green. And this is an album that was released on LP, then CD. It was originally recorded on an old 45 extended play EP that many of you out there would be, I'd be talking Greek to. But in the early years, when they first had extended play, they had there was a big battle between 10-inch LPs and 45 EPs. And then they were only 7 inches, the 45 EP, and of course the 10-inch LP. And the 10-inch LP won out, and the EPs finally evaporated from the scene. But, well, they were smart enough to dub all those over onto a CD, because there's a lot of good jazz on those tracks. And so here is Benny Green and his group. Of course, Benny on trombone, Eddie Williams on tenor sax, fine rhythm section here of Sonny Clark on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jerry Siegel on drums. This is their version of Lerner and Rose, a great tune, On the Street Where You Live, from the musical My Fair Lady.
Thank you.
the Street Where You Live from Lerner and Lowe's musical, My Fair Lady. That was Benny Green you heard there on trombone, our highlight artist of the week. Okay, we're going to turn now to Cannibal Adderley's brother, Nat, who's a fine cornet player in his own right. And this is an album he cut on the Riverside label called Branching Out. And it includes Gene Harris also on piano, Andy Simpkins on bass, and Bill Dowdy on drums. And this is George Gershwin's great composition from the folk opera Summertime, or Porgy and Bess, rather. I Got Plenty of Nothing.
Oh,
alternate stylings of Ned Adderley from his Riverside album, Branching Out. That was Ned on cornet. Actually, the rhythm section was a group that worked on its own for probably a dozen years under the name of the Three Sounds. The three sounds that made up the rhythm section on Ned Adderley's track were Gene Harris on piano, Annie Simpkins on bass, and Bill Dowdy on drums. They made countless albums for Blue Note Records. Now we're going to go back to our man Benny Green, one of Chicago's finest on trombone. I think Benny may have been another graduate of out of DuSable High School. I'm not sure about that. I don't know if my liner notes quickly would refer me to that. He was Chicago born. Doesn't say where he came out of high school, but he was a South Sider out of Chicago, like many, many great jazz artists. And this is his Blue Note album, Soul Stirrin'. And he's joined by another fine Chicagoan who did go to DuSable, Gene Evans. Billy Ruta on tenor sax also, Sonny Clark's back on piano, Ike Isaacs on bass, Elvin Jones on drums. And this is just a little fun thing where they just have a good time blowing a little jazz. It's called We Wanna Cook. We'll be right back.
want to cook now. We want to cook now. We want to cook now.
Well, that was an appropriate title for that song written by the trombonist Benny Green called We Want to Cook, and they certainly did cook on that track. And boosting along with Benny Green was Gene Ammons on done some great tenor sax work there. That was from Benny's album Soul Stirring. Well, we're highlighting the work of Benny Green, so we're going to do another track from the same Blue Note album, Soul Stirring, and this is again, Gene Ammons on tenor sax, Sonny Clark on piano. Let's listen now to the ballad artistry of Benny Green. I'm going to slow things way down now. Let's listen to his version of That's All.
Mm-hmm.
beautiful ballad artistry of Benny Green on trombone. Also some fine tenor sax work there by Gene Ammons. I would note that both of them graduated from DuSable High School on South State Street in Chicago, went on to nationwide fame. That was a beautiful ballad called That's All. Now, this is the end of the first hour of the Feeling of Jazz. We're going to be back with the second hour after the news at the top of the hour, so please stick around. We've got one more fine hour of mainstream jazz ahead of us.